In the gospel reading today, we hear about Elizabeth at the time when she hears our Blessed Lady's voice. Not only does the baby in Elizabeth's womb leap for joy, but we are told that Elizabeth herself was then filled with the Holy Spirit. Certainly the child was filled with the Holy Spirit at that point, as original sin was removed from his soul at that moment. So St. John the Baptist was one of only a few people born without original sin. He was conceived with original sin. It was removed at that moment of the visitation. The same time, though, that the child is filled with the Holy Spirit, so is the mother filled with the Holy Spirit. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, the grace was given to her to be able to recognize the mystery of the Incarnation, the mystery that was taking place within our Blessed Lady's womb. Now, when we look carefully at what St. Luke tells us, that the angel appeared to our Blessed Lady, she conceived and set out right away for Ein Kerem, which is where Elizabeth and Zechariah lived. In other words, Jesus would have been microscopic as far as his physical being was in Our Lady's womb. And yet the fullness of his person was there. Certainly something that we need to recognize in this society that wants to kill all the babies that it can find. Here we have the Son of God. I mean, if Our Lady was alive today, these unfortunate souls would say it would be perfectly fine for her to have an abortion. And yet, through the power of the Holy Spirit, Elizabeth recognizes the person who is in the womb of Our Lady. And she proclaims not only that Our Lady is blessed, but then questions, "Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" To recognize that God is truly present in the fullness of his being in the womb of our Blessed Lady. That is the part that is critical to recognize. So it's not just that the Holy Spirit allowed Elizabeth to proclaim something wonderful to Our Lady, but to recognize the mystery of the Incarnation. Now we are told also with regard to that mystery that when St. Peter proclaimed who Jesus was, that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, at that point our Lord told Peter that flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. So we hear this now with regard to Elizabeth. We know that that's the case with St. Peter. We recognize it in a few other occasions in Scripture. But now we have to look at it within our own self, to understand that if you are able to actually say that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he is the Son of the Most High, the second person of the Most Holy Trinity, yes, you may have learned that in a catechism class somewhere along the line, but you're not saying that of your own accord. You can't say that of your own accord. Even if someone taught it to you, the most that you would be able to say is, well, yeah, the Catholic Church believes that Jesus is the Son of God. If you can honestly say Jesus Christ, Jesus is the Christ, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is the Son of God, that is the Holy Spirit at work within you. Flesh and blood has not revealed that to you. It's not just a matter of head learning, but there is something far deeper that has allowed you to say yes to that mystery of the Incarnation. And while indeed we are 2,000 years removed from what happened with Elizabeth, nonetheless, The exact same grace has to be at work within us to be able to make that statement. St. Paul even makes that very clear. He said, no one can say that Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. No one. So if you are honestly able to do that, you have to recognize the working of God within you. And if that's the case, then we have to look at it again objectively and say, all right, our Lord allowed this to be revealed. Didn't just allow it, our Lord revealed this to Saint Elizabeth. What was expected of her now? Was it just enough for her to be able to say, oh yeah, Mary's the mother of the Messiah. Okay, good enough. That's all I need to know. No, there was going to be something required. Peter was able to say, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. All right, blessed are you because flesh and blood hasn't revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. Good enough, have a nice day. No, that was revealed for a reason. And it was a call to the very people to whom it was revealed, just as it was revealed to Saint Joseph, and just as it would be revealed to Simeon and to Anna in the temple. So it has been revealed to you and me. And it's not just enough to be able to say, yeah, I believe that, sure. No, if we believe that, it is a gift from God. And God is going to ask something of us to whom he has revealed this mystery. And so we need to take it seriously. Do you think for a minute that after our Blessed Lady left from Elizabeth, and Elizabeth had her own child, St. John the Baptist, that she just forgot about the rest? I remember a few months ago, the Mother of God came and visited me. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. She's going to ponder these things. She's going to think about this. She's going to take this to prayer and say, what does this mean? That God has become flesh in the womb of this woman. That God is going to be born as a human being, but he is God. How can this be? How does this work? How does this happen? And how does it happen to me? Not only the mother of my Lord should come to me, but that I'm given this knowledge. Our Lady didn't say anything to her. And chances are that if the Holy Spirit hadn't revealed it to Elizabeth, Our Lady probably never would have said a word. So why has it been revealed to you and me? Why are we able to say yes to this? What does it mean for us? Like Elizabeth, like Peter, like Saint Joseph, like Anna and Simeon, we need now to bring this to prayer, and we need to go deeper and deeper and deeper into this mystery of the Incarnation. This isn't something that merely happened 2,000 years ago. It's something that is continuing to happen. Not that Jesus is being incarnate and born again, but he is present right there in the Holy Eucharist. He dwells within you. And so this is not a mystery that is 2,000 years away. It's not even a mystery that's an arm length away. It's a mystery that is happening inside of you at this exact moment. So what is God asking? Certainly your faith, especially your charity. He wants you to love him with your whole heart and soul and strength. He wants you to be able to enter more and more deeply into that mystery through prayer and unite yourself with Christ and conform yourself to him. He became like you so that you could become like him. That's the whole point. Yes, he came to free us from our sins. Yes, he came to save our souls. But he came because he is in love with us and because he wants us to be in love with him. He came to unite himself with us because with sin gone, we could now have God within and we could be the temple of the Lord. He dwells within. He wants us now to dwell within him as he dwells within us. That's the point of going deeper into the mystery, to begin to unravel what it is that God wants of us individually. He has revealed this mystery to us, and the grace has been given for us to say yes. Now we need to go back to prayer, and we need to look deeply at what that means for us. What is God asking of you individually? Because he has revealed this mystery to him, to you. That's the real question. Objectively, it's the same for all of us. He wants us all to be saints. Subjectively, that's going to look differently in each person. Just as it looked differently in Our Lady and Saint Joseph and Anna and Simeon, Peter, and so on, it's going to be a little different in each one of us. So don't just assume we already know the answer because we see these examples in Scripture. No, we need to be able to recognize what God is asking of us individually, and then to be able to say yes to that mystery. The mystery of how, through the power of the incarnation, through the power of that yes that this extraordinary woman made to God so that the incarnation could happen, that we too would be able to say yes to God as she did, so that that mystery will find its fulfillment in us, that we will be able to grow in holiness, be united with her Son, and be able to become the persons and the saints that God has called us to be.